You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
One of my coworkers was telling me earlier this week that her son has been telling her that she is a horrible homeschool teacher.
Oh, well, in her defense, she probably never went to school to be a teacher, right?
Right. So then I saw this on our Facebook page. So I'm feeling like this is a common thread, right? And this is the cutest. So this is like on notebook paper. This kid wrote a journal entry that his mom found. And it's dated. It's in like super cute kid handwriting. And the title of it is Homed School. It is not going good. My mom's getting stressed out. My mom is really getting confused. We took a break so my mom can figure this stuff out. And I'm telling you, it is not going good.
How old do you think that handwriting is? Like 6-year-old kid?
I don't know, but it's hilarious.
I love the honesty of children.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful that I got to spend a couple hours yesterday just cooking.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for time with Jeff Dollar.
No, that's because I cooked for her yesterday.
Probably.
We had to clear out a bunch of stuff out of the fridge, so I made things that normally I wouldn't make, like potato skins. Tried to make them
healthy. They were so good.
Made them in the oven, too. Oh, delicious. It's a snack that you just don't think to make that often.
And because they're in the oven, they're quote-unquote healthy.
Healthier, because some people, you could deep fry them.
You could.
But I didn't.
Is that how they're normally made?
I think so.
I don't think so.
I have made
because there's no fry around it. Like, it would look like a fry.
No, I don't know. The only person to ask would be somebody who cooks at TGI Fridays, because those are hands down the best potato skins on the planet.
And I'm sure they're handmade too. So that person would surely know the answer.
They're handmade somewhere. They're just probably then FedEx to your local is TGI Fridays still around?
Don't your parents go there?
They used to go to the one at Shoppingtown Mall in Syracuse, mm-hmm. But now the whole Shoppingtown Mall is closed.
Oh.
That TGI Fridays was the big date place that I would go when I was a kid.
That is so funny. You used to say that, and yeah, it's just really funny because that is such a small town hotspot.
Where did you go? If somebody was taking you on a hot date, where would you go?
I don't think we really had a spot, but I grew up in Atlanta and we all hung out at West Paces. So it was like Steak and Shake or OK Cafe. Like, they weren't dates. You wouldn't go on dates there, but that's where we would like hang out.
You hung out at an intersection?
No, we would hang out in the West Paces parking lot before you were not allowed to do that. And now you're not allowed to do that.
So everybody would drive their cars to the West Paces parking lot is a strip mall.
Yeah.
So everybody would drive their cars to the strip mall.
Sometimes.
Or your parents would drop you off.
Oh no, your parents wouldn't drop you off because you weren't supposed to be like hanging in the parking lot. But like, we would go to Steak and Shake or a Good Cafe. Good times.
That's so random.
I found an article in Time Magazine, and it has a lot of scientific research in it, various studies about the impacts of gratitude. And since we're talking so much about gratitude lately, I thought it would be important to share, if you are not convinced why gratitude is so important, science, people, science. It is backed by science.
Or use this information if you're a gratitude advocate and you're trying to convince other people to get on board.
Especially if they are fact-based people, like right. Jeff. Like, yes. Jeff would never do gratitude unless there were facts backing it up.
I love me some data. You give me a graph and some numbers and I'm all in.
Okay, so there's no graph for this, but There was a study in the Journal of Theoretical Social Psychology, which I can't even say. So obviously I did not write this.
It has enough syllables that it's credible.
It does have enough syllables. And it says, when you feel grateful toward your partner and vice versa, it can improve numerous aspects of your relationship, including feelings of connectedness and overall satisfaction as a couple. Having a partner that's grateful for you or being grateful for the other can help your love life. And I think that we've seen this firsthand.
Well, I know, yeah, especially, and I think this is especially important here in this isolation quarantine thing that we're all doing, is you are going to snap at the people in your house and they are going to snap at you. And a great way to be more tolerant of that is to already have in your head a list of things that's really awesome about them and that you're grateful for.
Yeah. And I think it's exciting too. I mean, if you're in a relationship, you know, Jeff and I started doing daily gratitude when we were dating, and it's so fun even now to like wake up in the morning and see what the other person wrote. It's kind of like a cool activity, so to speak, to right. do. And you don't have to like, you know, sit down, pull up a chair, both write something, but we just keep our gratitude journal open on the counter. Where we were doing note cards, we would just keep our note cards on the counter, and then we'd just always come downstairs and see what the other person wrote for the day. It was really fun.
It's becoming easier to find ways to help people impacted by the economic repercussions of the of coronavirus. Mm-hmm. And there's no industry that is untouched or is going to be untouched. But I think the people who work in restaurants and servers and restaurant owners were among the very first and hardest hit. I mean, so many of those operations had to let their entire staffs go, or like—
Well, restaurants are cash businesses. So yeah, they make money on a daily basis that they use to pay people. So a week without a restaurant or, I mean, that's detrimental.
And the other thing is there's just no need for people. If your restaurant has a dining room that seats 100 people, and now all of a sudden you're doing 24 takeout meals a day, like right. all you need is somebody there cooking and somebody there, right? So many people got displaced from the restaurant industry. And I found something three nights ago that I think is so cool. And it's in multiple cities. Atlanta is one of them. If you are a server, you want to go to this website and register yourself. If you are a customer, you want to go to this website when you can. It's serviceindustry.tips. And when you go to the website and you put your city in, serviceindustry.tips, for us example, Callie, for example, Atlanta comes up, and every time you open the website, the name of a different server in the restaurant they work at appears on the screen. Mm-hmm. And if you touch on their name, you can Venmo them a tip.
I love that.
So what I decided to do is, as long as it's financially feasible throughout this quarantine, if I have something at home that I normally would have out, and I'm actually mainly thinking like booze, like mm-hmm. if I pour a glass of wine on a Tuesday night, which I normally wouldn't have at home on a Tuesday night, I'm going to open the app and whoever pops up, I'm just going to tip them like $3, $5, something like that.
Yeah.
It's not a lot.
But if everybody did that every time they were going to go out, that would be that would work out really well for everyone.
And it's not a lot of money out of pocket, but if you don't have any money coming in, it is a lot, especially if you get a bunch of people doing it. So,
well, and we're going to be talking about things over the next couple of weeks that, you know, ways that you can help others or businesses you can support. And we want to make really clear, I think it's really important for us to say, some of you are super scared right now. And we know a lot of you have lost your jobs and you're freaking out. And we're not saying these things to make you feel like, you know, alienated or like you can't contribute. We're just trying to put it out there. So hopefully there's something that comes back to you. So it's more of a contribute when you can. If you can't, you know, just put some good energy out into the world and know that we're also thinking of you.
Well, if you can't contribute, what you can do is just spread the word about the website. So in this case, it's serviceindustry.tips. So tell your server friends, tell if you have any friends who manage or even own restaurants, make sure they know so they can pass it along to their employees. And if you are in a position to throw somebody $2, $3, $5, $10, $20 every now and again, then it's a great thing to have on your phone.
I know, there's also a really great thing, and most people don't know about this. I know about this because I used to work for them, but the Grammy office has a great charity called Music Cares, and Music Cares launched a COVID-19 kind of relief fund. And what they do is they help musicians who have fallen on hard times. So traditionally, like if there's a musician that needs help getting to rehab, they'll do that. If there's a musician that, you know, is battling cancer and can't pay the rent for a couple months, they will take on bills of that musician. And right now,
or even because so many musicians are like freelancers, so they don't have health insurance.
Right.
So if you get a cavity or break a tooth, Music Cares would have stepped up and helped
yes,
you.
Yes, absolutely. So they have a fund specifically for this. So if you are a musician, I mean, work in the music industry, that is, not even just a musician, but if you work in the music industry and you find yourself struggling financially right now, that's another great organization. You can go to grammy.com/musiccares, and that's a great place to go as well.
And just know that we are seeing all of your messages coming in with industries that are impacted and opportunities to help. And we are putting them all into folders and getting organized. And we're going to promote and publicize as much as we can when we can, because as we've said from the beginning, we are all in this together and we will get through it all together. So just, I know it's lonely at times, but don't feel alone because we're right there with you.
Yesterday, you said yesterday would be the last time that we were going to be playing, you know, call your kids your coworkers.
Oh, the messages from the, my coworker pooped under my desk, pooped his pants under my desk.
Right. Although I'm not really sure why, because everyone appears to be loving it.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. I just wanted to touch base because I'm wondering why you're going to be ending the coworker segment about kids. I love that. I don't have kids. I'm working from home, but it makes me laugh. And I feel like y'all just started doing that a couple of days ago, like not even a week. And I was so sad when you're like, okay, tomorrow's the last day that we're going to be doing anything like that. And I'm like, this is just the beginning of working from home. Why is this going away? So I just wanted to voice my sadness because I'm sure lots of people probably feel the same way and just aren't calling in. So I was like, I'm going to tell them how I feel.
I heard those messages too. I got a couple comments on Instagram, so we can keep them going. As long as the messages keep coming in, we will keep playing them. And I think, I'll play.
Jeff wants to up the ante. Is that what you're about to do?
Yeah. Let me play the bunch that we got over the past 24 hours, and then I'll explain how we can expand it a tiny little bit.
Hey, Kelly and Jeff. Just wanted to let you know about my coworker. So he showed up this morning, came and sat down at the desk wearing Spider-Man pajamas, covered in a pirate vest and a pirate hat, to sit at the desk and cover his head with a blanket and began mooing. Y'all have a great day. Thank you for keeping up and being positive and all of this. Bye.
Hi, this is Mallory from Canton, and my coworker won't put on pants.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. My coworker is currently under a side table in a princess dress, screaming the song Fight Song at the top of her lungs. Makes for a lovely work environment. Have a great day.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. Just wanted to let you know that my friend's coworker peed on their dog. You're welcome.
All right, that's a good one to end it with, because here's my idea. Let's keep the coworker calls. So when your kid does something while you're trying to work at home, work from home, you leave us a message at 800-434-5454 describing what they did, but referring to them as a coworker, not your child, right? Mm-hmm. And then here's how we're going to expand it. We will also take calls about what your pet has done while you're working from home, but you need to refer to your pet as your boss.
Where did you come up? Did you see this somewhere? Or you just
no. I just thought, because I'm just thinking that I was on the phone the like 2 days ago, and you know I like to pace when I talked.
Yeah.
And I came around the corner, and our dogs were wrestling with each other, and then for whatever reason decided to do the butt smelling circle thing, and I just thought, I'm like, here I am on this very important phone call. And my first thought was my coworkers. I'm like, no, coworkers are kids. These are my bosses. My bosses are running in circles, smelling each other's butts. So that's where I think that's the expansion of this idea, I think.
I love it. 800-434-5454.
Coworkers and bosses. We'll take yes. all.
What are your coworkers and your bosses doing?
Here are my three random things for today. First, if you're concerned about washing your package, here's what you need to know.
Well, there's a sentence.
Yeah. The boxes that arrive from Amazon and other retailers, you may have seen the research that says the virus COVID-19 can live on paper products and on cardboard
yeah.
for up to 24 hours. Here's what experts are saying. You don't need to leave your boxes outside for a day to let the virus die. If you can, open it outside of your house and take whatever's in out and then immediately wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
That should be fine. The upgrade from that is if there are two people, one person who can rip open the inside box.
But I don't understand. If they're saying don't leave them outside, but they're still saying open them outside, that doesn't make sense.
Don't leave them outside for 24 hours.
That still doesn't make sense to me.
What's confusing about it?
Well, so are you supposed to open it outside and then bring the box back inside?
No. If you get a package on your porch, you don't have to leave it sitting on your porch for 24 hours. You can open it. And if you are able, open it outside.
Yeah.
Take out whatever's inside the package.
Right.
And then wash your hands.
But you're still not bringing the box in the house.
Right. But you don't have to leave an unopened box outside your house for 24 hours waiting for the stuff to die. Like, you can touch the box as long as you wash your hands immediately afterwards.
Got it.
So I was doing that mainly for you because we got packages the other day and you're like, don't touch them. And we had open, but we had.
I was just being safe.
I know. So anyways, that's what they're saying. If you are a fan of Peeps, you know, the Easter, little Peeps. Easter candies and stuff, two things. One, the Pennsylvania plants that make Peeps are shutting down.
What?
But
what is an Easter without Peeps?
Good news is the Peeps products for Easter 2020 have already been produced and shipped to retailers.
Wow.
So there'll be no Peeps shortage. And number three, this is from California State University at Fullerton. It's a research project that says one of the easiest ways to overcome stress is to be kind. Every day, if you try to be intentionally kind to one person that you encounter, the endorphins that will be released from forcing that, intentionally doing that act, will be enough to make you feel good for 24 hours.
You know what that reminds me of? Have you watched the Friends episode where they try to prove that there's no unselfish good deed?
I don't think so.
Because every good deed makes you feel good. So every good deed is selfish. And they go run around circles with that. No? No.
Nope.
Someone is listening and gets me. It's just not my husband.
Well, I just haven't seen every episode of Friends 9 times. Mm. I've probably seen.
You should probably get on that. We've got some free time.
That is true. All right. Let's say thank you so much to the advertisers making this episode of The Upside possible.
We are big believers of CBD in this house. We use it to reduce anxiety, and Jeff uses it sometimes for sleep, and you can also use it for energy. Here's why we like HempFusion so much, because it's not just CBD, okay? They take CBD, then they add omegas, plus terpenes, and plus other natural ingredients. Now, here's why they do that. They do that so that your body can most effectively, absorb the benefits of CBD, so it's really gonna work well for you. Right now, you can use the promo code UPSIDE, and that's going to give you 20% off of your first order, plus free shipping when you go to hempfusion.com. Again, that is promo code UPSIDE. It's going to give you 20% off your first order, plus free shipping at hempfusion.com.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with asking for help when you need it. And I know times are tough right now, and getting to a therapist is impossible in some places, especially if you've never done therapy before. It's going to be doubly intimidating with everything that we have going on. Well, our friends at BetterHelp want to make it easier for you. They have 3,000 licensed therapists and counselors ready to talk to you, usually within 24 hours. All you have to do is go to betterhelp.com and take their questionnaire. It's going to help them assess your needs and get you matched with a counselor that you will love. And right now you can get 10% off by using the promo code UPSIDE. So the stress, the anxiety, the sleeping issues that you're dealing with right now, the anger, the grief, maybe whatever it is, BetterHelp can help. BetterHelp.com is the website. And for 10% off, make sure you use the promo code UPSIDE.
There's a lot to love about Rothy's. They're a celebrity favorite shoe. They are super, super cute. I personally love the loafer style. I have 3 pair of those. And they are made out of recycled plastic water bottles. So they have used over 35 million water bottles, taken them from landfills, and made shoes out of them. Here's another great thing about them, which is coming in super handy right now. They are machine washable. So I am someone that has to go to work this week. I work in news, so I gotta be in the building. But every time I leave my house and I come back, I take my Rothy's off and I throw them immediately into the washing machine. And it's like having a brand new pair of shoes every single time, and I know that they're getting cleaned. So there's a lot of reasons to love these shoes. Go to rothys.com/upside to get your new favorite flats. Again, that is rothys.com/upside to try your new favorite flats. You are going to absolutely love these shoes.
If you're working from home, or even if you FaceTime or connect with family over like Zoom or any, you know, like conference software, I've got a great idea for you to amuse only yourself.
Okay.
It's called fake freeze and fake mute. And here's what you do. In the middle of your video chat, in the middle of a sentence, while you're making the most ridiculous face possible, freeze and stop talking.
This is such a Jeff Dollar move.
Because what is everybody else in the video chat going to do? They're going to be like, oh, Jeff is frozen. He's frozen. Jeff's frozen. Frozen. Oh, he's frozen. Nobody's going to realize that you're actually doing it intentionally.
Jeff is the king of finding humor in very simple, very old school comedic things. You know what I mean? Like,
100%.
Like humor does not have to be complicated.
No.
He loves watching people fall down.
Yes.
And apparently making people think.
You know what I'm talking about. We've all been on video chats, right? Or FaceTime where the screen like freezes or blips for a minute. So that's one. And then the other one is the fake mute, which is while you're talking.
So ridiculous.
In the middle of talking, like you gesture and you're talking, you're saying, all right, here's the deal. I've run the spreadsheets. And if the office is closed through the end of April, we're you're so dumb. And everybody's gonna be like, Jeff, you hit mute. Jeff, you're muted. You're muted. Jeff, you're muted. You're muted. And then you just, without even like, you're like, oh, what happened? Oh, I cut out. What was the last thing you heard? And then everybody will be like, the office being closed through the end of April, you ran the spreadsheets. And then you're like, oh yeah, I ran the spreadsheets through the end of April. And what we'll have to do is transfer money out of the, and see how many times you can do it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you're right. Life is not complicated. That's such a,
humor is not complicated.
No, right. So anyways, something fun for you to do if you're bored.
So my Instagram DMs were blowing up yesterday because of one thing I put on them. Is the way that I eat my banana.
Because you peel it and then use the,
I peel my banana.
Yep.
Then I get a knife, then I cut it into slices, and then with a fork, I eat the slice, the banana slices.
Yeah, I don't really get that either.
Okay. Well, there's a couple reasons. One, I just think it's very phallic looking. Like, call me an eighth grader, but like, I don't need to be doing that at work.
Okay.
Well, you know what I mean? And it just feels good. It feels like dainty. I don't know. It just feels good to cut, slice up a banana.
You also do it at home though.
I know.
Now that I think about it.
It tastes better.
I don't think. No, it doesn't.
You know how sandwiches taste better when they're cut diagonally?
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. They totally do. It's the same thing with a banana. It just tastes better when it's cut into slices.
That's so ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. And people who like their sandwiches cut diagonally will get me on this.
I don't understand how the cutting of a banana or a sandwich is going to affect the taste.
It's a thing.
So that's why you do it at home also, because you truly think it tastes better?
Yeah, to me it does. Mm. Something about the consistency and like putting my teeth into it instead of just like popping it in my mouth. I don't know.
It tastes more like candy, maybe, if you're just eating it like sliced.
No, I just don't like the feeling of like chomping down into a banana. I don't know, with my front teeth. It's weird.
Do you know that most people peel bananas the wrong way?
Oh, yeah. Aren't you supposed to peel it?
What is common?
From the bottom.
Yeah. So the little stem part that attaches the banana to the tree, to the other bunch, that's actually supposed to be your handle, and you're supposed to peel it from the other way.
Huh.
I don't know why you're supposed to. Like, I don't know who made the directions.
Who made the rules of banana eating?
Yeah. Remember a couple months ago, we talked about one of the things that we wanted to do on the show was to go through my giant notebook of dumb radio ideas.
Yeah.
And see if any of them would apply to the podcast without being overly cheesy.
Yeah.
So with this extra time that we all have, I've started going through stuff, and I found one of those giant notebooks, and the first few things actually made me laugh out loud. So
are you going to pitch me your ideas right now?
They're not. It's not really a pitching of an idea, but I do just want to read some of these things, because who couldn't use a little laughter? Do you remember at my last radio station, we used to do a segment called...
Still, when you say my old radio station, my first thought is, ugh, still. I wonder when that's going to go away.
It never will, but because you're very loyal and you're mad at them, which is fine. But we used to do a segment like Wheel of Next Door or something, and we would all read like legit postings from the Next Door app. And then, I can't remember how we used to do the segment. But I have a bunch of these pulled, and people on the Nextdoor app are fantastic. Here's one, a posting that was on the Nextdoor app titled, headline is Urgent Alert. Now, keep in mind, these are years old. So these are pre-coronavirus. So this is the most important thing in this person's life. Urgent Alert. While walking around Hidden Lake over by the boat ramp, a very aggressive duck began chasing me, and it bit my ankle once. Nothing I did made him or her stop. Like, they literally put him/her stop. I yelled, I kicked, I ran, and I prayed. Nothing. Has anyone else had this happen and have any success getting the duck to go away?
What a conundrum.
I don't know what town this one's from. A posting from Nextdoor. Is anyone in the neighborhood interested in helping me with a squirrel naming project? For consistency reasons, we should all be calling the neighborhood squirrels by the same name. I will photograph them and note unique markings, then take nominations for names here, then distribute a guide. I do not want to be alone in this, however. Who can assist?
Oh my goodness.
I feel like you're not as amused by these as I am.
Well, that's because I'm taking a next door break.
But these are funny next door. These aren't mean neighbor next doors.
That's true.
This is a very silly question, but here goes. My wife really likes raccoons, but she has only ever seen one in person once. She is from Mexico, where it isn't very common to see them in cities like it is here. I've seen them on the street plenty of times, but always by chance. If you wanted to go out and see raccoons at night without creating a nuisance by leaving food out, what would you do or where would you go? That's the last one. Callie did not even crack a smile. Why didn't those make you laugh? Those are funny.
They're silly, but I don't know that I would call them funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do, do, do. I'm looking at all the ideas. Radio's dumb. Do, do, do. 20 weirdest roommates that are impossible not to laugh at. I had a roommate once that plucked his eyebrows while singing Another One Bites the Dust. My weird roommate used to talk in his sleep and in the middle of the night would yell, "Damn it, not the frying pan," at least once a week. I don't know where these came from. My roommate was in his bedroom yelling, say my name," not knowing he had a girl in there. I kept yelling back, "Rory," at his request. Again, no, Callie's not amused at this.
No.
My weird roommate hates it when I call her roommate. She says after we got married and had kids, that term no longer applies. All right. Well, then with that mediocrity, we'll just end today's show. Is it you know what? You would have laughed at that if I hadn't told you that it was radio.
You think? You think I'm so
you're
biased?
So tainted. Those roommate stories are funny. Like that roommate dad joke is funny.
I don't think that it's funny.
You are so burned by the way I got treated by radio that you can't even process it.
I just think you're better than that. I think you're funnier than that.
I had a roommate that would sleepwalk in the middle of the night speaking German, but he was Chinese. It was so odd, my weird roommate. In college, all of a sudden, there was a thunderous knocking across the hall. Four campus police officers were at the door screaming, "We know about the chickens." Our neighbors opened the door and four chickens wearing chicken diapers scurried out. Chicken diapers.
Yeah, it doesn't sound real. None of those. Sorry, did I just totally rain on your parade?
I think I'm going to have to find a way to bring up this radio stuff without saying it's radio.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Please make sure you've subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.
We are two sleeps away from the greatest day of quarantine.
Ozark's back.
Ozark is back.
Are we going to watch binge watch the whole thing on Friday night?
I struggle with that because...
because we need something to do every night, I guess.
Yeah.
So we need to like divide it up. But also Ozark is the best show ever. And I cannot wait for it to come back.
I remember way back in the day watching Sopranos on HBO. And at the end of every episode, well, we did it with, what was the Kevin Spacey? He was the president one.
Oh, House of Cards.
House of Cards. We just did it with House of Cards. Like that would only come out once a week, right? Or no, did we drop the whole season?
I can't remember, but
Homeland.
That sounds like a street. It's like, no.
Turn left.
It's not Homeland. You're not from here. All the locals say Homeland.
Right. Homeland came out once a week, right? And remember, it would end and we would be sad.
Yes.
And then you would have a countdown for a whole week. I feel like that emotional roller coaster doesn't exist when you can binge an entire season.
So we should make it like a Friday thing.
Like every Friday, watch a new episode, but I know everybody else is going to watch the whole thing.
I know. Yeah, I think we binge.
And apparently there's some tiger show that we need to watch on Netflix.
Yeah, and I saw everyone talking about that, but I don't want to see it because it has stuff to do with animals that I think might be borderline not appropriate, and I'm not into that. I don't want to watch it.
I don't think it might just be because of the lockdown stuff happening, or this show is really that good, but I think it's called The Tiger King.
Yeah, Tiger something.
The Tiger something, and it's I've seen so much talk about it that I almost feel like you can't.
I know, but is it mean to animals?
I don't think so.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. I had to call in. This is my first time calling, but this is great. I just listened to today's show, and I just want to give a shout out to you guys for just including things like Jeff talking about his lumpy butt. It was cracking me up, and it's just such a fun little break from everything going on that's stressful. So I appreciate y'all and love y'all. And I love the show. I've been listening since day one, but you guys crack me up and keep doing these silly little segments. They're wonderful. They just make my day. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
We are all spending a lot more time at home. And what better time than the present to update your bedding? Make your bedroom an oasis of comfort and good sleep, right? We have replaced all of our bedding with Brooklinen bedding. They have over 50,000 five-star reviews and counting. You are going to love these sheets. You are going to love this duvet cover. And it's time to give yourself a little makeover because you deserve it. Right now, you can get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use the promo code UPSIDE. So go to brooklinen.com, enter the promo code UPSIDE at checkout, and that'll give you 10% off your first order. BROOKLINEN.com, promo code UPSIDE. Love where you sleep. Get new sheets, get new bedding, feel comfortable.
Dehydration isn't the easiest thing to spot, but I've read before that most people actually are dehydrated. They just don't even know it. Liquid IV is here to help. You put one stick of Liquid IV powder in 16 ounces of water, you're going to get hydrated 2 or 3 times faster and more efficiently than with water alone. Plus, you're going to get bonuses, vitamin C, vitamin B3, B5, B6, and B12. Right now, you can get 25% off by going to liquidiv.com and using the promo code UPSIDE. When you check out, that's liquidiv.com. The promo code is UPSIDE.
Good day, Callie and Jeff. This is Cindy. Hey, now that you're on TikTok, I'd love to see you and Callie do the flip the switch challenge. And with you, my friend, wearing your tracksuit, you can post it over onto Instagram. I bet you it'll get you over to that extra 300 people that you need on following you on TikTok so you could do a video of dog sleeping. So, hey, just saying, have a good day. Love what you all do. Bye.
Hey, friends. I am a little behind. I'm listening to 204 and I had to stop it because it is not okay to like Pepsi. Pepsi tastes like Coke that has been left out for 3 days with the lid off. Like, it's flat, gross Coke. So it also hurts my heart that some lady said that. So that's it. You guys have a great day and go Coke.
Hey, Kelly and Jeff, it's Julie. I'm listening to episode 213 today. I'm working from home and you were talking about giving other people grace. And it is so ironic and funny that this is what you're talking about today, because I was going back and forth with a vendor via email today, and they've had a lot of issues with their system because they got hacked, and he's been so apologetic, and I just told him the only thing we all can do right now for each other is to give the other person grace, and he sent me an email back saying that that was the best email he had received all week. So, thank you for what you do. Thank you for what you say. And just keep up the good work. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. It's Katie. What about a special Callie and Jeff UPSIDE birthday postcard or card or trinket, whether it be a koozie or a pin or something that just basically says that I am celebrating 2 birthdays this year. Love the show. Love what you're doing. And talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. In reference to what albums do you rage out to, of course, Jagged Little Pill is my number one rage out. 2 other albums that are must-have go-tos, Collective Soul, hence Allegations and Things Left Unsaid, and the original Hootie and the Blowfish with Cracked Rear View, one of those 2. But anyway, those are 2 albums that I would actually add to my Alanis album to make my life complete. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Hey, guys. This is Christy calling from Louisiana. I just wanted to tell you what a great idea I think it is to do half birthdays for all these people having birthdays right now. My daughter is turning 15 next Thursday, a week from today, on the 26th, and she's a little bummed that she can't really do too much. But I've been telling her that for her birthday, instead of having a quinceañera, because we're half Hispanic, that she's having a quarantinera. So we're going to make it as fun as we can and hope she enjoys it. And then we can throw her a half birthday later on. So thanks for the suggestion. We love you guys. Hope everyone is doing okay. We love you, Kelly and Jeff. Thanks for all you do. Bye.
Did you poop your pants? Wow. What's so funny? Is it funny that you pooped your pants?
Love you guys and hope you guys have a great day. Bye.